It's the one day of the year where we get to become fashion experts as the long list of celebrities strut their stuff at the Met Gala. The highlight of the fashion calendar is run by major international fashion magazine Vogue, and it kicked off in New York at around 10 o'clock this morning. That's New Zealand time. So, for all the latest drama, I'm joined by our executive editor of Lifestyle and Entertainment, Lucy Corrie. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Charlotte.
Okay, so let's talk the basics, the theme, the dress code, what's happening?
Okay, so the theme for this year's exhibition is Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion. Now, look, from some of the images I've seen this morning, it seems that some of the looks on the carpet should have been left to snooze because not all of them should have been reawakened. But this is kind of the biggest night on the fashion calendar. It's a bigger deal than the awards shows like the Oscars or the Grammys because designers can go a bit wild and they're interpreting the theme quite liberally.
Yeah, I've seen a fair amount of very unique expressions.
Well, many of the things, the looks, I think, are more, the bad fairy from Sleeping Beauty, not fairy princesses.
Yes.
Though there are plenty of those as well. The exhibition, actually, the theme, has actually come from the Vogue magazine, who runs the whole show, says that it's not to do with the Brothers Grimm or Disney, but it's the celebration of clothing and fashion so fragile that it can't ever be worn again, which is not very 2024.
It goes against it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about things that we actually are really invested in, the best looks.
Oh, I think it's, well, I haven't been able to be glued to it all morning. Best look I've seen so far is Devin Joy Randolph, who listeners might remember won an Oscar back in March for her role in The Holdovers. She's wearing this incredible denim ensemble. It's in the style of like a 17th century ball gown, but it's made from denim by Zac Posen as the designer, who's currently doing a collab with Gap. It's the US kind of everyday clothing brand.
Very quickly, because we're rapidly running out of time, but a couple of notable mentions. Tyler carried up the stairs in her dress.
Made of sand.
Amazing. They picked her up under the armpits and lifted her up the stairs. Incredible. And then we've got our Kiwi superstar, Taika, there, and what looks to be an all-leather suit.
I don't know whether to hope it's leather or that it's pleather, but it's chocolate brown from head to toe, including a tie. Be interesting to see if that look catches on in Aotearoa. The thing the internet's most upset about seems to be that Kim Kardashian is wearing a cardigan.
And it doesn't look like just any like new cardigan, not designer. It looks like bobbled.
Apparently it's cashmere.
Amazing. Well, unfortunately, listeners, we have to leave our Met Gala chat there, but thank you very much, Lucy Corrie. I'm sure she'll have more hot takes on our RNZ website along with the live blog.